This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. There's a new poll out that says Americans trust the Trump administration more than news media. Is there any wonder? Only 39% call media truthful in Emerson College survey compared to 49% for the Trump White House. An Emerson College poll found that 49% of U.S. voters believe that the Trump administration is truthful, while only 39% feel that way about the news media. Worse, the so-called opposition party, 53% of those surveyed described the media as untruthful. The poll released on Tuesday also showed that Americans are divided on Trump's performance so far. 48% of registered voters approve of the job Trump is doing compared to 47% who disapprove. And that basically is aligned with the election, right? I mean, pretty much half the country voted for Trump and half the country voted for that witch. It is a statistic that should come as no surprise. The poll notes that 89% of Republicans approve of Trump, while 81% of Democrats disapproved. Again, follows along the lines of party and what we've seen now in the country. According to the poll, Trump's failure to pass the 50% threshold of approval is because of his standing amongst independents, a group in which 52% disapprove. Trump and his surrogates have been combative with the media, often referring to CNN as fake news and bashing the industry in general, labeling it the opposition party. This poll was conducted February 5th and 6th. Also found that only 39% have a favorable view of Trump senior advisor Kellyanne Conway. Okay. All righty then. Again, that doesn't really surprise me. But is it any wonder? I mean, honestly, the media. Look, take this story that's going along around now with this judge. Okay. And the ban. Trump says yesterday he gets up, he gives a speech before the National Sheriff's Association, and he says, look, anybody can understand this law. It's very simple here. He gets up, he reads the law, which is 8 U.S.C. 1182. Okay, reads the law. Did the media show that? No. All the media showed, and this is why they are so... They're so not believable. Everything they say is basically suspect. Because what does the media do? They report that, Donald Trump said that that the judiciary is political. And this has been going on forever. I mean, literally forever. Presidents have been criticizing the judiciary forever. But is that the story? No, that's not the story. Story is Trump criticizes the media. Trump criticized the judiciary. Well, yeah, of course he did. Okay? Of course he did. And he should. And he should criticize them every day. Because they're terrible. But again, rather than concentrate on reality here, what do? They decide that they are going to attack him because he's questioning the judiciary. Now, again, this is really, really simple. So Trump gets up, he reads the U.S. Code, 8 U.S. Code 1182. Section F, suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by president. Let me read it to you. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he deemed necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Does the media report that? Does the media read 8 U.S. Code 1182? No. No, the media reports that Donald Trump is a really mean person. And how dare Donald Trump criticize the judiciary? This has been going on for 230 years. Andrew Jackson criticized the media. Teddy Roosevelt criticized the media. FDR criticized the judiciary. Everybody criticized the judiciary. This has been going on forever. But all of a sudden now, Donald Trump can't criticize the judiciary. I mean, Barack Obama criticized the judiciary on a speech. Okay? State of the Union speech. Does the media, did they forget about this? That's why nobody trusts the media, and that's why a majority of Americans trust the White House and not the media. And all they do is they just dig themselves deeper into another hole, in a bigger hole. Is it any wonder? And then, of course, we've got this play on words constantly by the media. Oh, you can't say illegal. We have to call them undocumented. Undocumented? We just make stuff up here. It's illegal. You see, you come into the country, it's illegal. The president can restrict immigration if he wants to based on his assessment of the intelligence. I mean, the media, they pick and choose what they want to report on, and there's clearly a bias. And look, they've done this to themselves. The media only has themselves to blame. Are they doing anything? Are they being introspective? Are they conducting an autopsy? Because they should be. No. I see the same idiots on TV. The same idiots that had everything wrong, that called the whole process wrong. During the primary, they were wrong. During the general election, they were wrong. And they continue to be wrong. But these same idiots are on TV every day, spewing just nonsense every day. And they wonder why nobody trusts them. Why nobody believes them anymore. You're fake news. That's why. You know, this subtlety of editing. What, do you think we don't notice? You think we're idiots? See, they think you're stupid. By the way, the media hates you. We'll be right back.
everything to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Yeah.
back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal today titled Domestic Policies in Other Nations Are Churned by Trump's Wild Start. From Mexico to Germany to Iran to Australia, U.S. president looms large. Next up, a visit by Japan's prime minister. This is written by Carol Lee, Anton Chayanovsky, and Santiago Perez. Now, I just want to read this to you. First of all, my first thought when I saw this was, and why should I care about the domestic policies in other nations? Really? Who cares? You know, this is all part of this global governance crap. Okay? We saw this yesterday with this attempt by these globalists, i.e. Hank Paulson, Mr. Bailout, and Jim Baker and George Shultz coming together for a conservative market approach to climate change, where they want to introduce this carbon tax. This is all part of this global governance crap that, thank God, Donald Trump is going to put an end to. But anyway, let me delve into this. President Donald Trump's combative approach to world affairs is scrambling political dynamics in countries across the globe, bolstering some candidates who promise to stand up to the new U.S. leader and potentially reshape American alliances. Again, that is a huge mistake, never Trumpers. This is the exact same philosophy that got people canned, like Kelly Ayotte and others. And see, remember when, during the primary season, all the geniuses in the media and all the political pundits kept telling us, well, those down-ballot races for Republicans, I mean, if you support Trump, then we're really worried about those down-ballot races. Even right up until, literally, the weekend before the election, Paul Ryan, remember this? Paul Ryan was like, well, you know, you guys got to do whatever you can do to win. And just as I said on the show, I said what? I said, no. The opposite's going to happen. Anybody that opposes Trump's going to lose. And the people that jumped on board are going to win. And it's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. These people are so wrong. So now we can translate this to the rest of the world. Now, again, let me go back to this article. From Germany to Mexico to Iraq, political opposition to Mr. Trump is an increasingly popular brand that appeals to those who broadly disapprove of his worldview or have been put off by some of his early moves. Again, huge mistake. Never Trumpers. This is the best part. Again, pay attention. Multinational organizations, i.e. globalists, such as the European Union and the North Atlantic Trade Organization, are racing to formulate a unified response to what promises to be dramatic shifts in U.S. policy. Okay. And? Now, this is the best part. There's a feeling, which is pretty widespread, that Trump is trying to end what has been 70 years of American foreign policy based on international institutions and alliances, and just the thought of that has reverberated both with allies and with rivals, says Joseph Nye, former chairman of the National Intelligence Council. Now, here's the best part. If you have a slogan, America first, that means everybody else is second. Yeah, loser. That's right. There's only one winner. Everybody else is a loser. I'm sorry, but that's the reality. You see, you know what this is? As I read this, I realized. This is this concept that everyone's a winner. There's no losers. Everybody gets a trophy. Because if you participate, you're a winner. No. That's not real. It's not real world. It's not real life. Because in real life, there are winners, there are losers. Period. So this Joseph Nye idiot, if you have a slogan, America first, that means everybody else is second. Okay. And that's a bad thing? Oh, you know, I'm going to go play in this game, and, you know, it doesn't matter if I win or not. I'm going to go home with the participation trophy. No. So, in this article, the White House said, Mr. Trump's foreign policy approach is designed to implement what seems as a necessary course correction in America's role in the world. Trump just feels that for too long we've let other countries' interests become ahead of ours. Correct. Correct. Let me just say this. I don't give a rat's ass what Germany or Mexico or Iran or Australia think about Trump's domestic policies. Last I checked, they can't vote. I don't care what you think. Okay? See, that's the problem. For far too long, we have worried about what everybody else thinks. Really? Get the funk out of here. Okay? Stop. I don't care what you think. Like, I care about Angela Merkel and Francois Hollande and the rest of these people that go to Bilderberg and hang out in Davos. Okay? Go. Go away. Stop. I mean, I don't care. While the new president's style is brash, particularly after 8 years of cautious, deliberative approach of former President Barack Obama, Mr. Trump is seeking to advance his agenda one personal relationship at a time, his aides say. Despite the efforts Rocky spark. All right, let me get back to this. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeem a full of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. Here's a drama get wicked. The crew to you to put the back to back attack. So I smack and tap and slack the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Waves of blazer, plain and clean.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't believe the hype. Give me a call, 877-317-6432. So I want to go back to this Wall Street Journal article. And basically it's talking about these domestic policies in other nations and how they're affected by Trump, okay? So it goes on to say in this article, starting Sunday in Los Angeles, Mr. Lopez Obrador is holding a series of events to convey his support for Mexican migrants in the U.S. Why? Why? The ascent of the 63-year-old founder of the populist National Regeneration Movement, who narrowly lost Mexico's two previous elections, comes as President Enrique Peña Nieto scrambles to establish a working relationship with Mr. Trump. A poll published February 1st by Mexican business daily El Financiero gave Mr. Lopez Obrador 33% support, up 4 percentage points from November, and 6 points ahead of former First Lady Margarita Zavala, a leading presidential contender within the conservative National Action Party. In Europe, Mr. Trump's election policy pronouncement and style had an impact on matters including the British government's position on Brexit, to European military spending and political racism in Germany and Polish foreign policy. First of all, Brexit happened before Donald Trump. That was a precursor to Trump winning. And what these people don't understand is that, and I said this many times, this is a battle of nationalism versus globalism. It's the nation state versus globalism. It's very simple, and these people don't get it yet. They don't understand what's happened. So this goes on, this article. Mr. Trump's victory initially energized his ideological allies, particularly in Europe's nationalist, anti-immigrant, and Eurosceptic parties. Yet, the enthusiasm has tempered since he took office, with some countries' centrist politicians who oppose the new president, which are enjoying a new revival. This is complete BS. I don't believe this. I don't believe this for a minute. In Germany, the party of a candidate taking a hard line against Mr. Trump ahead of September's general election has surpassed Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservative Party for the first time in more than 5 years, according to a survey. By contrast, the anti-immigrant and anti-establishment alternative for Germany, which has praised Mr. Trump, has struggled in the polls recently. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Even in France, where Trump-style populism was surging, the picture is growing more complicated, and the American leader becoming a defining wedge issue in the presidential race. Okay, now listen. Tell me if you haven't heard this before. Marine Le Pen, leader of the far-right National Front, said Mr. Trump's swift action since taking office has lent credibility to her own causes, cracking down on immigration, resurrecting France's national borders, and pulling the country out of the European Union's common currency. Okay? While Ms. Le Pen is leading in the polls with about a quarter of the vote, Mr. Macron gets between 20 and 23% for the number two spot. If the current pattern holds now, tell me if you haven't heard this before. If the current pattern holds, Ms. Le Pen would win the first round of voting in April, but polls predict she'll lose in a landslide to Mr. Macron in the runoff in May. Have you heard that before? She will lose in a landslide. Can I just substitute that for Donald Trump will lose in a landslide to Hillary Clinton? The polls hold. Okay? Then it goes on to talk about the Middle East, that Mr. Trump is being watched closely by American allies and adversaries in Iraq. Iraq may be emerging as a trouble spot for Mr. Trump. Iraq? Who gives a rat's ass about Iraq? I mean, again, this is a story written by and for global elites. And these people still don't get it. They still do not get it. The Trump effect. Oh, no. What does it mean? I mean, it's getting, honestly, tiresome. Like, every single day. But I don't even care. Because I love this. I live for this. Okay? Honestly. It doesn't even matter to me. But I would expect that these people are going to start getting really tired. Really tired. Because they're losing. And it's just beginning. And you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with America. And you're going to have to deal with the president who's engaged in America. And I love the quote, when you put America first, everybody else is second. And, like, that's a bad thing? You know, you should be ashamed of yourself to call yourself an American. Again, this comes from this whole, America's not exceptional. And we shouldn't say that America's first. You know, because Obama went out of his way to say that America wasn't exceptional. Listen, if you're not number one, then you're a loser. I'm sorry. Anybody that tells you any different, they're a loser. Okay? Seriously. So I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. I want to strive to be the best always. I want a president who strives to be the best. Okay, imagine if your coach says to you, well, you know, we're not going to try to win the championship this year. We don't want to be exceptional. What the hell is that? It defies all logic. I've had it. Honestly, I've had it. I've had it with you people. Okay? Stop. Stop trying to downgrade America. Because this, let me tell you what this is all about. This is all about globalists that are all running scared. See, the plans, the carefully crafted plans of globalism and globalists are now dead. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There was a mighty nation
blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So news out of Paris. Paris to build an 8-foot bulletproof wall around the Eiffel Tower. I see. Paris City Hall announced Thursday an 8-foot tall bulletproof glass wall will shield the iconic Eiffel Tower from terrorist threats. Really? I thought that building a wall was xenophobic. Really? A wall around the Eiffel Tower. Imagine that. Coming just 6 days after a lone knife attacker rushed soldiers protecting the Louvre, the new permanent wall will replace a temporary structure put in place in the summer of 2016. Now, instead of walking to the monument from the street, visitors will be forced to enter through security checkpoints throughout the gardens. Despite this change, Paris has said access to the gardens and the square underneath the tower will remain free of charge. The decision to use glass, which will cost Paris some 17 million euros, will prevent the tower from taking on the appearance of a fortress and won't distort the architectural aspects of the surroundings, reports Le Parisien. This is the best part. This development comes as Paris struggles to recover the flagging tourist trade in the city, which has been driven away by fear of terrorism and surging crime. Breitbart London reported in January how Chinese tour operators are seeing a slump in bookings in France, with wealthy travelers instead opting for safer destinations like Italy, Spain, and Russia. Jean-François Zhu, spokesman for a major Chinese travel firm, explained the attitude shift away from France, saying, for a number of Chinese tourists, the dream of visiting Paris and France has turned into a nightmare. Chinese tourists are robbed in the Palace of Versailles, at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, in front of their hotel, as they leave the coaches in high season. Not a day goes by without tourists being assaulted. The Chinese expat, who has lived in Paris for 20 years, said he had watched the city become the number one in Europe for an upsurge in delinquency. And I would imagine that this is probably happening. I guarantee you this coincides with what? The advent of unmitigated migration. So if you look at all the things that are happening all over the world, especially in countries where you've had a mass Muslim migration, what do you see? What is the pattern you see? Huh? What is the pattern you see? In fact, LifeZet has an article today. CNBC is shocked that Europeans oppose mass Muslim migration. Mainstream media fails to comprehend a crisis it has also failed to cover, honestly. On Wednesday morning, CNBC reported with utter shock the results of a European survey which revealed strong, Europe-wide, opposition to Muslim migration. Oh, what a big surprise. See, it turns out that people don't really like that. Not everyone in Europe is welcoming Muslim migrants with open arms, a narrator says on a video embedded in the online article about the survey. A surprising number of Europeans are in favor of a Muslim immigration ban, states CNBC's Facebook post containing the report. It should be of little surprise that a majority of Europeans are unhappy with the massive influx of unassimilated Muslim migrants that has brought with it a marked increase in violent and sexual crimes, social disunity, welfare obligations, and radical Islamic terrorist attacks. A survey of 10 European countries carried out by the Royal Institute of International Affairs asked if all further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped. An average of 55% of respondents across the 10 countries agreed. Only 1 in 5 respondents said they wanted Muslim migration to continue. I talked about this on the show yesterday. On Sunday, 5 German girls between the ages of 12 and 14 were molested by 2 Muslim asylum seekers, aged 23 and 34. The police report on the incident released Monday said the victims were touched underwater. Sex crimes committed by Muslim migrants in swimming pools have become so widespread in countries like Germany and Sweden that it can accurately describe it as an epidemic and have led some pools to institute extra security and even sex segregation in some instances. By the way, the media will not report this. Why? Because it goes against the narrative that, Islam is a religion of peace, and we should let everybody in. And don't you love how celebrities are always talking about how we should let everybody in? Meanwhile, they live in mansions, guarded by people with guns, with walls surrounding them. You know, kind of like that wall that they want to build around the Eiffel Tower. The hypocrisy is just stunning. But the media doesn't want to talk about it. And CNBC is shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that there's gambling going on at Rick's. They're shocked that Europeans oppose mass Muslim migration. Go to Paris or London or Brussels or any major European city. It is not the Paris or London of your parents. It is not the Paris or London that you remembered when trekking across Europe with your Eurail pass, your junior year of college. No. It has become overrun with people who hate you, don't want to assimilate, and want to change you. And one more thing. If Muslim countries are so great, why do they always want to leave and come to Christian countries and impose their Sharia law upon the Western world? Has anyone questioned that or thought about that? Because the great thing about America is we are a melting pot. Because people come here to assimilate, to be part of the American experience. And yes, to be part of American exceptionalism. And to be part of this great experiment where everyone comes together to be what? American. Yeah. But we should somehow abandon that and become more like what? Europe? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's become like Europe. Destroy our country. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.